Several weeks ago, the superintendent of Iredell Statesville Schools, Brady Johnson, got wind that a teacher walkout was in the works. So he suggested an alternative.
Let's just open the doors to our 36 schools today and invite the community to come in and see the great things that are happening in the schools in this community.
Several other schools and the North Carolina Association of Educators adopted the same approach. Monday morning, Johnson greeted about 30 parents and the mayor of Mooresville at Mount Mourne IB. He told them he urged principals not to shy away from making schools' needs known to visitors.
Make sure you take those folks to some of your classrooms that need to be painted. Make sure they go out back and visit the trailers. Make sure they talk to your media coordinator about the lack of books for the collection here. Show them the lack of technology that you've got in your schools.
The school's principal, Bowen Nutting, told parents the past few years have been especially hard on teachers, whose pay has pretty much stayed the same.
We are at a crossroads, and I feel like as a principal and as someone who's been in public education in North Carolina for over 20 years, I feel like I'm fighting a hard fight.
She got a standing ovation from parents. At several CMS schools, parents showed up with signs to support teachers and push for more education funding. Maria Dorn has a child at Shamrock Gardens Elementary.
They're losing all the benefits there are to teaching. And if we can hold them here, I think that's better for us and for them. Just because, you know, if they have to take a cut somewhere, at least we can show them how much they love somewhere else.
A few dozen teachers across the state did take the day off to protest in Raleigh. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller.